Alpen, Pashas, Barishas.
The name Istruchag means to tie oneself to the Yontov, so the day after the Yom Tovim is a day to try and reflect on the Yontov and try and tie oneself, meaning to some of the chizukim of the Yontov should remain with us. Yeah, one of the inyanim is like Zman Simchaseinu, Zman of Simcha. So the Simcha should try and remain with us when it comes to the normal weekdays. And one of the Yom of Sukkot is the union of dwelling, but Seila de Hamanusa, that means feeling of being protected by Rebbeinu Shleilam. A chizuk in the idea of Sukkot is bitochen and Rebbeinu Shleilam, yeah? So those two inyanim, to have a Simcha Sechayim and to have bitochen and Rebbeinu Shleilam, those are two inyanim of the Yontav we need to try and take with us. They're one and the same, really. So a person's got bitochen, he lives Rebbeinu Shleilam, he is besimcha, right? So I'm going to speak about these inyanim, basing myself on the Chovos HaVavos. I think a large proportion of what I'm saying now, I've said before on previous occasions. I'm relying on the Mesillas Yesharim, which says in Zakdama, HaChibah HaZeh, Loichi Bautiv Lelamed B'nei Adam Masheinam Yoidim. Not saying any Chedushim. El Advarim Mufusamim, because they're Mufusam, the people forget about them. Okay, so it's not exactly the same, but something I said before. So I'm saying in advance, yeah. There is a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael who locks the door of his shiur room during shiur to prevent people going out. But there's no such thing. Menachem Dovizan hasn't made that takana here, so Mela. Anyone who feels it's right. So this man Simchaseinu is the Simcha to try and be Mamshech, the Simcha of Yontov, into the normal weekdays. Is Chazavos in the main, one of the reasons why a person might not be besimcha is because he's not makir sufficiently the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam in his daily life. Mele, we don't appreciate the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person's not sufficiently besimcha, people are unhappy and they complain. And I think life's not the case, not what it should be, yeah? They say, Chavos Chaim was asked someone, well, how are you getting on? So, yeah, they said, Vonish Geshata Bissel Besser. Wouldn't do any harm. Chavos Chaim said, after you have your Geshata Bissel Besser, you never know, you're better, it might be good for you to be better. Read the Bone Shimon, the way you are now, that's where it's supposed to be. As for your Geshata Bissel Besser, it might be better, sometimes too much tova can be not a tova for a person. So the Chavos HaVavos says that many people are unhappy because they're not makir the chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam in their daily lives. Not makir the tovas the Ribbono Shel Olam does to them. The Loshni writes is, Merdeka Loshni writes and describes it here. The people are prevented from having enjoyment. Why? They don't know what they've got. They don't know. Not makir the tovers they've got. They're not makir how much good there is in their life. How much Ches Hashem is doing to them. When you you awaken lahake ofni is magalim le machinal mit yigdol schwacham betebo de osam wie geim is a tanug van nobes am ba. So you can give someone a tanug, give someone pleasure, not by giving him a present. You can give a person pleasure by telling him the gevaldige chasodim that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing with him and showing him how much he's got to be thankful for. So the Chavos HaVavos starts in Shah B'china to describe the chasadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. People should think about it, may I said it before, but there's no, an inyan which constantly needs a chizuk. So where's the most obvious place to start to think about the chesed of Hashem every day? most obvious place to think about how kind the Bereshit is. Every person about how kind the Bereshit is to me. Obvious place to start, because the Rav holds that's the one. The main one is the fact that a person's body is in working order. Ein l'chol chesed godl mizeh. So the Chavos has a whole chapter called Shah HaBechina, where he speaks about Niflos HaBoira, the human body is in working order. All the various organs of the body, which life depends on them, and the Chachmas HaBoira, which is above anybody's asog, of any human, everything has to be in working order, yeah? The lungs and the heart and the Ein l'chol chesed, yeah? The liver and the kidneys and the pancreas and the colon, the intestine, the list goes on and on. And every organ has to be fully functional for the person to be able to be gesund. Yeah. The biggest one is the brain, like a small piece of, it weighs about a pound or two, the brain controls everything, yeah? The person's got seichel, the grest of tova. Person learns the shikul gemara, can't understand what's going on, thinks he understands it, how's he chapit? The brain is working. Is in the floor habayra of the gufu adam. All everything else is thus alone should cause a person to be simcha. A person is gesund. The various evarim which are working, they're made in an exceptionally chachmedik oif, and everything works, all fits in. Yeah. So if a person wakes up and everything works order, is thus alone should be given a simcha. As I mentioned this before, there's only one bracha, you know what I'm going to say now, yeah? There's one bracha in Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber takes the trouble to explain the bracha with a grace arichas. Only, that's it. I'm saying it again. Asher Yotza. A long bracha, the Mechaber doesn't explain brachas. Mechaber's on the all different pshat, what it means. But the chachma of the fact that the bottom line is the fact that the digestive system is in working order. This is a mela. So yeah. So you think going to bits of kiss is like a nidrig azach. It's a zach which a person's like a behemoth. But by yid, when he's finished, he's mekadosh, he makes a bracha, he thanks the Ribono Shel Olam, everything's in working order, and the ik is, yefshar liskayim, that the body is able to expel the waste products from the body. It's a murdika ches Hashem. Does it straighten the shukran? If the waste will remain in the body, either too often is gefarlich, or not often enough, so mamash rachmon al Islam. If it's not in working order. If it is in working order, it's a bracha vashiyotza. May they say it's a try to say it with kavanah. They say it's supposed to be a skula to be gezunt. It's a shiyotza. It's a chiddush. Because if you thank the Ribono Shel Olam, you're aware, you're more likely to get ches Hashem if you appreciate it. May this is the guf olam is in working order, is a gevadi ches. And may this is the ches olam. When they think about it, yeah, he says the food goes down, there's four koichas. First the food gets chewed by the mouth, then it gets in the stomach, gets gathered in the stomach, then it gets broken down and sent to various parts of the body. And finally, whatever's not needed is out of the gulf. Of the chachma, the food you eat is broken down in a way the body can have nourishment from it. It does the digestive. There's only one, there's many, yeah, there's the way the blood goes around the body, and the breathing, everything. Ain't a dover safe. The kids are just ain't zach. The floors have both to think about. To increase a person's chesed, they should feel they've got a lot to be thankful for. And the Chazal Masakim, also not mamash. The brachas, this inyan, the mayor brachas b'chol yoyim, were made to make a person makir the chasam neburn shleilem meila. It goes to have a shaykhus. If you'd say baruch atah vibekavana, so it's two. First, he's thanking the neburn shleilem. He's got a shaykhus. He's bringing the neburn shleilem into his daily life with the meyer brachas. If he says them with kavana, yeah, without kavana, it's not quite the same thing. It's just saying words with kavana. Is a chizuk that he's aware that the Ribono Shel Olam is looking after him, so he got a chizuk in a munna, yeah? One of the One of the Baalei Mussar once said, why are you learning Musa? You know, Musa is going to command you. If you say 100 brachas of Kavana, that you wouldn't need to learn any Musa, any Chizkiyah, that would be the rest of the Musa Sefer, to say 100 brachas of Kavana, 100 times a day, you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem, you're reminding yourself of Baruch Hashem. But then he added on, we have to learn 100 times Musa to say one brach with Kavana. The Meir Brachas is a way of keeping contact, so to speak, with the Ribbono Shel Olam and bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into our daily lives. So the Yontif of Sukkos, you know, we've had everyone since the beginning of Tishrei, everyone's been more aware of the Malchus Shemayim, Rosh Hashanah's Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah's Havoinos, Tshuva. Sitting in the sukkah, tzila de hemenusa. So the whole month of Tishrei, we've been very much aware of Malchus Shemayim and felt a greater shaykhus to Ribbono Shel Olam through the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. Is now we're going to the weekday, the posh to take, no posh to take really. So the Eitzah is, a chizik yimei bracha, try and keep one's awareness of the Sukkah aware, because you're sitting on a different roof. So you're aware that you're being protected by the Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah? And you need grace to the Rachma Shemayim to Makayim Mitzvah Sukkah. And here in Manchester we've had a Gevaldige, I'm not calling it a Ness. Ness is the wrong word to use, not the Mamad Akateva. Exceptional Chesed Hashem, exceptional Hashgocha Protis. But often, meyuchad ma'oid, to be able to keep the sukkah roof open for 7 days continuously. Thus, alone, Dav gave me a chizuk. That's a chesed ruchni that we saw. The Ribbono Shel Olam was kind enough. Let's make him as a sukkah. Is it in the they say? Chazal say if it rains on sukkah, it's a simon klala. So some of Farshim say it's only a simon klala. Normally, it doesn't rain, and then it does rain. In a Medina like this, if it rains, it's definitely not a Simon Klala. It's normal. If it doesn't rain, it's a Gevaldige Simon Brocha. So it's not a Chesed, as the Ribbono Shel Olam gives opportunity in the Sukkah, uninterrupted, is a Simon, the Ribbono Shel Olam Kibyachal is giving opportunity to Kibyachal, yeah? Anyone's interested, heard this was the best country for Sukkahs, because America was raining, and so people would start from the heat. Idor, in the middle, is given by the Milers. No rain, no exception. He's a Gvaldig, also given to the Chest Hashem, with Mekam with the Sukkah. Is the Sukkah, one is aware of the Tzilah de Hemenusa, he'd be protected by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is the Eitz, now we're going into the normal weekdays, is a Chizuk in Tfilah, and a Chizuk in Meir Brochus, to say in Brochus with a Kavana, okay, Mamshech, the awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in their daily lives, yeah? This is the that's one of the reasons not machim, because he's not aware of the Chesed Hashem. Right, another one of the inyanim of Sukkot is the simchas. So the Chavos always says a simchas disturbed by not knowing what you've got. Therefore, you're not aware. Another aspect of a person's life can disturb his simcha. Person wants to be happy, and he wants to be have us. And what's disturbing him is the nish guta midas. Kin of a tava covered can make a person very unhappy, because he hasn't got what Yanim's got. Yanim's got more covered than him. Meila, working on one's midas to try and eradicate, get the kin and the tava uncovered, is a gevaldige eitzah to have a happier life. Yeah, because what's a bal tava and a Baltaiva are very unhappy people. A Baltaiva obviously is unhappy because he's a Baltaiva. He's never happy what he's got. And a Baltaiva is not happy because he's always concerned about his covered. He's an arrogant person. He thinks, he goes to get his Gaivas. He thinks, maybe Yen is taking his covered away from him. He thinks, why haven't I got what Yen? I ought to have what Yen has got. So a Baltaiva and a Baltaiva are unhappy people. Maskim, no one can argue with that. The happiest person is one who's a mistap of a muat, smepachelkoi, and not about gaiva, he's maki makoimai. So a person works to eradicate gaiva and taiva, it's not a skula, it's a matthias, an oifen to have a happier life. Mansam Hoseinu, to appreciate the chasod, goes together with that, I said before, to appreciate that you only appreciate the chasod in the bone shalom if you're not about gaiva and about taiva. A Balgaiva is so concerned with his own ego, he thinks he always wants more, so he can't appreciate what he's got. So the Chazal says in another Shah, in Shavuos Lakim, he has a discussion between the Neshama and the Guf. And the Neshama says to the Guf, I'm going to teach you the Derech Avodas Hashem. He says a Moshe, he's like a doctor. I'm going to give you a course of treatment to make you into an Erech Yid. So he says a Lashon here, He's going to give you some medicine. But he says, before you give medicine, you've got to go on a different diet. He makes a discussion. Imagine a doctor and a patient. And the seichel is like the doctor, and the guf, the person, the patient, wants to be healed. He wants to be healed in ruchnis, yeah? Still chayla nefesh. So he says this, so the seichel says to the guf, I'm going to get ready, I'm going to give a course of treatment now to show you how to get rid of how to become an Erech Yid. So he said, first, before I start the medicine, you have to change your diet. Machal ha-ra. You're eating the wrong food. The doctor can only help you. Amalei, ma machal ha-ra. What's the matter? Amalei, ha-midah ma-gunah. You're bad midas. And what are the midas ma-gunahs? He says, ha-taiva and gaiva. So he says, first of all, he says, I want you to get rid of these midas, yeah? Yeah? So he says, you've got to get rid of these things. So the guf says, kosha olali parim imenu. It's difficult. Me oirech regilusi boy. I'm so, lechein, hoireini be'ez eponim yekla. How can I make it be easier? The guf, imagine a person says, the guf is the speaking to the Sham, and he says, I'm a rogel, I'm always being a ganzer, balgaiva, baltaiva, I'm fazunkin alam alam midas roes, and you're telling me I should change my life. It's difficult. Make it a bit easier. How can you make it easier for me? So he says, a mashal, it's also a famous mashal, he says, hamaskil yekel be'enav lichus netech echem in a chosov, or lipoket eva mevarov. He says, a frightening mashal, a patient needs rachmona litzlan, and limb to be amputated. So he says it's easier, and he's masking. Why is he masking? Mela, think about the chilah, it's a gefelach decision to have to take. But when it's been in the situation, afterwards, he'll thank the doctor for doing it. Why does he thank him? Because he reads, what's the demar ben shnei en yonim? He gave up an ava, but he saved his life. So there, mizbeinen, what the chilek will be, what you will gain by giving up your gaiva and taiva, and what, like the patient, he's told, it's a choice. It's a machle, chas v'sholem, if you don't amputate this limb now, you won't survive. If you give away one ava, you'll survive. That's the moshel. So the nimshel is, let's take a moshel. If a person is masking to give up his gaiva and taiva, what's it? So he says, the gaiva and taiva, he says, if a person doesn't give up his gaiva and his taiva and his midas roas, so he says, the lashon is, dagoseich, yigoyneich, evleich, b'shedem alasecha, aganseleim, for daigers and tsoros and yogim anocha. The person who's Nebuch, orangutan in Gaiva and Taiva and Alamidus Ros, so he's got tainers and everybody, he thinks everybody's taking away what he deserves to get, so he's got such an unhappy life, so says the Seichel to the Gulf, make a cheshbon, if you carry on like this, San Daigers and Yogan van Nocha, yeah, and that's it, and Gongonish, but the Yishab Yodcha ben Mazer, but to give him a ball. You end up with nothing. A mensch was a balgaiva and a baltaiva, is he's chasing after ala dimyoin and ends up with nothing. Meila, that's what Mashainkin, he says, if you mask him to make his operation kiriya, and the tuach cut away a chayil nishcha vachsam nish the guf boch Hashem is gesund. Cut away. So what will he gain by this? The meridik. She says a lashni, right? It's a lashni. What you get hatoiva? Like you tell a patient, what will you gain by having the amputation? So a person that's on to zif, what will I gain if I decide to work on my midas and become a onav mistap b'muat? Shalvas nafshecha, ruigaleim. Yeah, mimafel kiddush roim from the veld. Shall noisav merovas batzavim. All them has is midas batzavim. Neveis kavet havois tam nifstakin. For yaviachazeh lehake. Achis cheskas hakaroska is magor. Where tachis in leben? Das hat zoll, ein ganzer zoll für ein Mensch, ein ruhiger Leben, der konzentriert sich an der Loschen, der Loschen hier, beis margoyech, where your margoyech means, where your osid is. Meiner, the person is potem, is geiver, is taiver, he can concentrate on the tachlis, meiner hat ein ruhiger Leben, onken deigers, onken yoga manoche, onken, yeah? So is it. Reu von der Sachen kommen von Geiva und Teiva und von Lachen betochen in der Bönischle. The male, he says, hey, it's a Teiva, not it's Teiva. So that's the first thing. So that's what he says. If you cut away the Geiva and Teiva, then you can start thinking about the Tachlis. What are we here for? What are we here in the Mazer for? And that's also one of the lessons of Sukkahs. The Sukkah, Beischa, should be Arai, and the Sukkah should be Kva, meaning all in Yonim Azeh should be secondary, and Avodas Hashem should be the Ikkar. So even though we're actually involved in, we're not involved all day dafke in Torah Mitzvahs, person involved in his day-to-day activities, earning a living, other in Yonim, which are negated from the Abba. The question is, what's his main focus? What's the main tachlis? Meila, Sukkah is the man of Chizuk, of Olam Azeh is not the Ikkar. Yeah? That's the Olam Keheres. Especially with man when they have when they lived in a more agricultural society, they felt more sukkahs. As man osif, all the tvuas, if you're very secure. So elain keheres, havel avodim. Yeah. So the Ramban says, why is Shlomo Melech machen gevek the ganze welt? The Bushel made it. Why is he havel avodim? Have us all, it's all gunaj, it's all vanity. So he says, no, he's not saying it's vanity, but he's saying, if it's just as a tachlis for zicht, if it's not used for avodas Hashem, it is hevel avodim. But when it's not velt, the velt's meant, the world's there for a purpose. But Shlomo Melech wants to remind you, as you shouldn't think that all the pleasures of the mazeh are an end to themselves, they're an end to a means, yeah? And Chazal say, it could only be written by Shlomo Melech, who was a grace, was a grace of Aisha. So if someone says, nah, Geld is nicht wichtig, Geld is nicht wichtig. So if this person, it's not so now, ain't lo shnei prutus, has got two pennies to together. The devil says, only the evil, you know what you expect him to say, yeah, Geld is garnished. He's never experienced it. As long as our Shlomo Melech experienced a shirus mufleges she'en kamoyu. Shlomo Melech. Yeah? See the Shlomo B'Shatah's expression given. Meira, Shlomo Melech experience L'ma'ala Masogisteinu, the Chazal said the thing and the food and the palace and the stables of Shlomo Melech and the musicians and the palace. He gave him Malchus. Yeah? More than our Masogis of Malchus. And he came to the Maskona. As Sinishkin, that's what he writes. He writes, he cares about it. Or Sisley Sholim, Vishodas, musicians, and he writes the Vedas. Listen, I've experienced it, and I'm not saying it because I sour grapes. He experienced Ashiras in the maximum possible, and he came to the Maskona Havolim, meaning it's got no tachet in itself unless it's made to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, then it can be used for Avodas Hashem. Man, that's the one, the lessons of Sukkahs, as it should be used, yeah? Also, famous story, the Chofetz Chaim, all famous stories. Where's your furniture? The tourist asks him, where's your furniture? He had there, like a table or chair, whatever. So I'm only, says, where's your furniture? I'm also only passing through. It does, Chofetz Chaim, only passing through the world, yeah? Is in the Mela. If you're that scoffer, you have a different outlook on life and a different set of priorities. It means a moshul chavos avovas, a moshul also, and that is point, what's the priority in life? A person left the Yerusha, two brothers got Yerusha from their father. Two brothers, it was a field, each one got a field. And this field had the potential if to grow and to make mamush. If you plant it and you work on it, it can have a gewaldige peiros, and it's got the potential to have a whole produce, enough to live, more than to live off, to make you quite wealthy. Oh, but as it is now, the field is barren. Oh, now then. So one brother, both brothers realise, we've got this field, we've got this potential, but as it is on a day-to-day life, we can't get panosa from this field. So they have to go and do some work. So they did work, right. So he said, the clever brother went this. He did work, he went to wherever, got some a job somewhere, wherever, maybe a caretaker, wherever, some just earn a living. But he realised, this is only temporary. My main source of income is this field. So whenever he had spare time, as soon as his potter finished his hours of work, he ran to the field and started to put fertilising it and planting it off. And when he had a day off work, Bokshan potter, back to my field now. Won't give you a living now, this field. There's no immediate payers. Oh, but this is my investment in the long term. So whenever he's got a check, I've had to go and work. But the working, look, the work's a burden. I've got to panosa. But every opportunity, back to my field. Why? Because this field, if I work on this field, and I plough the field, and plant in the field, and fertilise the field, and harvest the pay, this has got potential to make me the big gevir, because I have a whole panosa. Oh, that was Shabchinach Shlishi. That was the being this moshel here. And that was the Och Chochem, he calls him, yeah. Oh, the other one, I'm coming to that soon, yeah. Yeah. Yoshim Avim Adoma, yeah. Oh, says, Vistach about Mazacherim. She niftim and avoida, she achas was stad vrisen. She noislem is chris yem de mos nechot. Hoye meniach lasacherim, vayse vishaloi. Oh, va och axil, oh. But the ksil, the fool Nebuch, he's a fool. This field's no point. If I work in this field, I can't earn any money. So what do? Avodosimus a timneum asib memizon noisav. So he left it. And he worked like people. The kerch scrum is past. Remember, how moist it come. Shai nisha biyadim mazi, a spare day off. He's got a day off work. Hai emesim moisim manucha batala vishishua. Go enjoyment, have a day off, go to the fun fair. Vlei chayshim yad mazi. Vo itois. Ashay niftim and avoida, hoyekman al merchat. Went to the merchats. Why? Because he didn't have enough seichel to realize. He thought, the ick is, I've got my job. If I'm not earning money for my job, I've got nothing to do, I might as well have a day off. So what happened was, he neglected his field. What happened? If you neglect the field, what happens? Ola kule kamshen became gornish, was left a chubm. As today ish otzelavati, valkemle kule kamshenim charulim, again, was weeds and thing and. Against the chub. Kim Soinim, right. So, Bekitzer, after a short amount of time, the one who had the seichel to realize was Medavton, against the panosa. And the other one, because he was so short sighted and only wanted to get panosa for the moment, and whenever he had a day off the way, I'm not going to waste time here, he didn't realize this was a long term investment, yeah? So he said, that's it, Mela, that's it, so you have nothing. So he said, this is the moshel. The nimshel is, I'm asking, moshel is a yisboinen, in yon achriso, who base it be'emers. So he's looking at the yon in a mabo, the avoid is Hashem, the Torah and the tefillah, the midos is the soda, which is a long-term investment, and any spare time, put it in there. Yeah, but he says, Oisle lomoy, when you're doing for your other things, your day-to-day living, Yasa, can be choice for a chayim, they tzorech vasipik with that. Oh. He says, Vaksil, a foolish person, Oisle behepach. Other, the day, Panosa is mamush shokua in his Panosa, and the other in Yonim, he leaves in Nebuchim. He neglects it. So, Mordechai Moshe, this is to think, what is the ikka and what is the tafel, yeah? I was thinking, maybe that's pshat, because I say, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelem Abba. Everyone's got a chelik. You've got a chelik, but if you don't work on it, it can get neglected. Mela, this is the two things. Ashkof is a chayim. First of all, to make the chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shleilem, a chizuk in tefillah and in brachas, to we have a lot to be thankful for. And then there's the inyan to try and work on what's midas. to eradicate the gaiva and the taiva, to be able to concentrate on the tachlis, and also to learn from sukkahs what are we here for? What's the ick and what's the toffel? Okay, Nachan Tevatim, the Shaykhus. The union of Midas Tovus, yeah? As I said before, that a person gets disturbed. The Gres de Madrega is to be no hakpodas. Gaiv and Taiv, includes like kinna, hakpodas make people unhappy. So the Urachamba called the Shaykhus, there's a brocha, it's called this week's Sadra. Says this week's Sadra is a brocha. There's no Pash, there's a brocha. Kenachem is a brocha. He says the Rechaim of Avad, Moshe Rabbeinu, Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, V'zois HaBrocha Shebech Moshe. Why say, V'zois HaBrocha, this is the Brocha. So the Rechaim of Kodesh, Naisi Avad, was haste, a Madrega of a person, not to have a pod on other people. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Nishtam wanted to go. It was chalishin to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not because he wanted to tour the Holy Land. Chilech and the period, Mekam's and Mitzatluz Baretz. Moshe Rabbeinu got a zah chesh at his soul. Moshe Rabbeinu got a zah at his soul. A chesh at a ruchnistic level. At his soul. It's ganz and mamash, tfilas and tfilas and tfilas. His request was not granted. Why? Chet of Mei Meriva. Who was ready to blame for Mei Meriva? Klal Yisrael. They disturbed whatever the chet was. They got him confused. Shimon Amoy, and they got angry. They made him angry. He lost his whatever. He said one. He said you hit it twice, or he said the word Rashi says Shimon Amoy, and he used the lashon. Whatever the chet was. So Rashi in Chumash Bemis. Heimon and Rashi Rovu Biyamsol. Heim Shirov Biyamsol. The Klausol were you start to blame, yeah? Heim Shirov Biyamsol. Yeah. Well, it was a chet of Moshe Rabbeinu on his Madrega. I became, because Daniel got all flustered. Why did he get flustered? He was saying, oh, you can't bring out the water. It made him more confused. He got flustered. Mephi Madrigos was Naveira. Oh. So they caused him a big hefsid. The Tevo Adam is, someone calls you hefsid, you don't feel towards him so friendly anymore. I'm asking. You can work on your midness, but it's not so easy. Someone calls somebody a hefsid, a major hefsid, yeah? It's a bigger hefsid than someone's applying for a job. And someone else took it away. He knows he has to blame. He didn't get the job. This is Nishtek without the job. He'd also have a murder. It'd take a long time to get over it. He might not speak to him again. He'll have to work on himself to say nice good morning to this person now. He took away my job. Can one imagine if Moshe Rabbeinu would have normal menschlich amiddas, how much chakpod he would have on Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael caused him to lose Eretz Yisrael. Right. Now, when does Moshe Rabbeinu feel most not going to Eretz Yisrael? When does he feel the most tsar? I can't go there. You know when? When he's about to be nifter, and he's on the mountain, and he's looking at Eretz Yisrael, and he's longing to go there, and he's told you can't go there. He says, Mama, he's chalishing to go there, and now I can see it. And at this moment, just before his patira, he's got a gewaldiges eures nochla halavai. I'd like to go to him. I'm not allowed to go. This is Tevo Adam. He's seeing it for the last time now. This was his greatest wish in life, and his wish was not granted because of Klal Yisrael. The end of Parsha Zinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at Eretz Yisrael. Ashot halavai, I could go to Eretz Yisrael. And at that moment, he realized this is it. It's final. The decision is I can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Imagine what he must have felt towards Klal Yisrael then. See, imagine how much he had to work on his midas, not to have a pod on Klal Yisrael. See, if Moshe Rabbeinu could look at Eretz Yisrael and think, I want to go somewhere, I know he knows Klal Yisrael to blame, so the most we could expect maybe is he shouldn't have a pod on Klal Yisrael. Work on his midas, don't have an pod on as label the bunch. V'zois ha-brocha! And he even gave him a brocha. This is at that moment to give a brocha, believe shola emes to give brocha. That means he wishes them well. Bechol nimei nafshe, a genuine brocha me'oimek halev, a brocha. And onzna madrega, I say nachmi, you have to work on yourself, not to have akpoda. Work on yourself to be as friendly as you were before. And had the lachush getting felach, if Moshe Ben is able to say, I feel towards Christ like I don't feel any worse before. And even gain a brocha. A madrega of avas abrius, a madrega of working on one's midas, a madrega of nelovim and melovim. He got bizyonis, and he didn't give the must at this point. He gave them a brocha. Oh, it's a murdika madrega. It doesn't much have been as madrega. It's an unza madrega, low level, a chalapochus, not to have akpodas on people. To work on one's midas, but not to think other people to blame. Even if they are to blame, daf gai memun shleima, zoi vod demun shleim, yana was only a shliach, dus exeris Hashem. And that hagosha of avas abrius, and the hagosha being mekabel, the gezeir the bonus shleilam, and working on oneself not to have akpoda when one feels or might be entitled to have a time on somebody else, as Moshe Ben Lucho would have been entitled to. But the normal menschlich midas, one could not have faltered Moshe Rabbeinu if we would have had times on Klal Yisrael. We would have given them a ganze fest in Musa Drosha, and forbidden the men, never had to block the mensch. A tibroch, his lifelong ambition has been wiped away, and they're to blame for it. Is onze madrega, maybe we won't be able to give a bracha to someone. There's a Lashem Siz Sharm somewhere, it says, Havrecha Kameicha, the Etzahara says, if someone did an Avla, I'll be not as we've not said before, because the Siz Sharm writes about in Pegadah, about Midah, says, yes, if someone did an Avla, okay, I won't do an Avla back, or Chatzadik. Or I'll be nice to him, not as well, I'll try not to be nasty to him, be nasty to me. But Ochem Adrega, to be the same, but to get my brachas go Ochem Adrega, but on the level, to work on the Midas, to be Avas Abrius, and the Achdus in Klal Yisrael, yes, also part of Sukkos. The Abba Minim represents Achdus of Ali Nizam, yeah, Achdus, yeah. Say, Vah, the Essig not together, Katam Chochem. Not too much time, I'm giving them all. The three meaning are together. And the esrig is, the one says, not by good. It's been done. Just like you make that fear of the more menachas says, by good achas. Not by good achas, really. It's held together. I don't know what. I'm a chokh and be careful. Not mammoth, if you might be out good. Yeah? Noch the mitzvah, the esrig goes back in his pushka. I mean, the esrig, I'm a chokh and shaykhis. But if it's a chshash, and you've got that spore, has to be within a gvul. But Shteklen Chazal, the Abaminim, represents the Agud Ach, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, taking away all the Akpodas, which Be'em is the Hemshech of Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, Shtei, we all Yom Kippur, it's well known. No eating, no drinking, all the five things. Not so well known, nothing not. There's no kin of a Sechrus. People know, why are we like a Malach on Yom Kippur? Not just don't eat and don't drink. Because there's no Yom Kippur is in the Piyot, yeah? The Chamishi Nirim, the five things that are awesome on Yom Kippur, the five that make us doing to a Malach. It's not so well known. There's more things that are awesome, which is more of a spiritual thing, not to have akpod on Yenim. Yoyim She'ein by Kin of a Sachrus. Malachim, there's no rivalry. No Sachrus, no competition. You can't say, one Malach, I want your job. Every Malach does his tafkid. So the Madrega of a Yid is to serve the Rebbeinu with his koichas, do the maximum you can do, and Yen, no shout what Yen is doing. Yen's going to have Yitzhak Hashem. Yen is a bigger master. Yeah, whatever. He's got his dech. You have to serve with your kaychas. If you're looking over your shoulders, Yenim, that just causes akpoda and kinna and ishkut and middas. So in Kippur is a yoim where there's no kinna, no right. Anyone makes mechilim for him, Kippur, yeah? Havan, you know, bin de moichel, bis noch mots in Kippur, yeah? Havan mechil, your proper mechila. Is the proper mechila, is noch in Kippur. Is Sukkos, is a Hemshech of Yom Kippur, the Abba meaning together, Achdus of Klal Yisrael, is a Hemshech of Yom Kippur, when there's no kin of a Sachlus. And that's Achdus, and the Hemshech of Sukkos into the Yemei HaKoyel, is to be work on one's midas, to remain a Matzav of Achdus, and Sholem Shishin Yidin, that's also Messiah, as Ozein Taka, always Simcha. A Gesinter Winter. Hey.